When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi folks, welcome to another episode of the 59th Minute FPL Podcast, which is brought to you by Fantasy Football Scout. I'm Mark McGettigan, you'll find me on social media at FPL General. We've got a blank game week 29 coming up this weekend, traditionally a very quiet weekend of FPL action. Always seems to fall around St. Patrick's Day. I seem to remember quite a few years ago now, a St. Patrick's Day in Glasgow, blank game week, Mohamed Salah captain, 4 goals and 1 assist against Watford. So hopefully somebody can do something similar this weekend. 4 fixtures, lots of free hit chips active. I'm not using my free hit chip, but I will be talking a lot about it in this episode. The deadline is Saturday, 1:30 p.m. UK time, so a little bit of extra time to make moves on Saturday. This episode will be a quick review of the game week just gone, player minutes. We have a very exciting shout out to make. We welcome a hat-trick of 59th minute appearances this season. It passed me by until I was preparing for the podcast, but we have a new inductee to the Hall of Fame of hat-trick appearances to go alongside Luka Milivojevic. I don't think I can remember anyone else in the last couple of seasons, so that's coming soon. Watch list update for the weekend, player stats, listener questions, my own captaincy and transfer thoughts, and I'll finish with a free hit draft for those of you who are using it. A quick review of the game week. Took a -4, sold Estupinan for Alfie Doughty. Of course, Estupinan gets a clean sheet and made the brave move of a -4 Haaland to Carlton Morris, which didn't work out in the end, but survived the Haaland blank at the weekend and then was hopeful of anything from Morris. Even just an assist would have been nice, but he couldn't get involved in Luton's 3 goals in what was a crazy game on Wednesday night. So finished on 67 -4, which was enough for a green arrow from 98k to 81k. So again, kind of where I've been for ages, kind of hovering between 50k and 100k. But the big sprint finish is hopefully ahead with a wildcard likely in 30 or 31, which I'll talk about later. Free hit at some point, most likely 34, and then a bench boost as well to come. So again, give me 50k now and I'm happy, but hopefully we can go even further than that. Areola blanked when I needed him most. Stouty came in with a 5-pointer. Poro was 7. Basically, the Tottenham guys gave me the green arrow. Poro was 7, Son was 17, and James Maddison was 9. So I really enjoyed watching that game. There was blanks for Gabriel, Saka, Phil Foden, and Ollie Watkins. Solanke came through as captain with 16, despite the slip and the goal ruled out. And Morris blanked in both games. And as usual, Garnacho staring at me from first sub with a 9-pointer. But we take a green arrow all day long, and we move on to blank game 29. On to the 59th Minute Club, and I want you all to join me in wishing, welcoming Evan Ferguson from Brighton as a hat-trick of 59-minute appearances this season. As I did with Milivojevic a couple of years ago, I will be sending Evan a message to let him know about this great achievement. I'm sure he'll be delighted to see that he has 3 59-minute appearances this season. I'll be sending him a message and giving him an invite to join me on the podcast. Of course, it's unlikely. Milivojevic didn't even reply, as you would expect, but maybe as a fellow Irishman, I'll mention that maybe Ferguson might get back to me, so I'll keep you posted on that. I'll put out a screenshot on Twitter when I send the message, and we will wait patiently for a reply. Hopefully he'll reply within 59 days. His teammate Ansu Fati also joined the 59th Minute Club for the first time this season. And elsewhere, there was loads and loads of notable mentions. I'll fly through these. At Nottingham Forest, Elanga, only got 29 minutes. Hudson-Odoi and Awoniyi only played 18 minutes. So that makes it a little bit trickier to pick those guys on a free hit. I still like Elanga. I expect him to come back in. Probably would avoid Awoniyi now though. Elsewhere at Forest, Origi and Danilo just about made it to 60 minutes. There was 7 players in game week 28 that managed 60 minutes exactly. Origi and Danilo at Forest, Szoboszlai at Liverpool, Harrison Reed at Fulham, and a triple 60 minute at Everton, Doucouré, Harrison and Beto. So lots of players dicing with death. Elsewhere, on minutes watch, Robertson and Salah only played 29 minutes from the bench. Anthony Gordon went off injured after 35 minutes, but initial reports sounded pretty long term, now seems to be not so. So hopefully he's back in action soon, because I would like to own him again at some point this season. Kerkez, disaster of a double game week pick for many, 45 minutes in the first game. Don't think he got any minutes on Wednesday night. Neto at Wolves, 45 minutes, another hamstring injury, so he's gone. Van de Ven, also with an injury, 48 minutes. Ward-Prowse only managed 45 for West Ham. And at Villa, a triple 57, Luka Dean, Longley and Tielemans. So a busy week for the 59th minute club, and I'm absolutely delighted to see Evan Ferguson with the hat-trick. Can he go one step further than Pascal Gross? Was it Pascal Gross? I feel like Pascal Gross might have got 3. He certainly comes to mind. But Milivojevic, can he go one step further than Milivojevic and get 4? So all eyes on Evan Ferguson for the rest of the season. A watch list for the weekend. Now my watch list this week is focused only on 29 because there's a chance I wildcard in 30. So I'm not thinking longer term with these guys. I already have 3 defenders in place for the weekend. I've got Pau Torres, Pedro Porro and Alfie Doughty. So there's no defenders on the watch list here or goalkeepers. I'm looking for a forward to replace Solanke, and I'm looking at maybe bringing in 1 or even 2 midfielders, either -4 or -8, to replace probably Garnacho and one of Foden or Saka, and then get some of those guys back on the wild card. So on the watch list for me this week, the West Ham guys, Jared Bowen is my preference, but I do quite like a 1 week punt or a 2 week punt on a Kudus or a Paqueta as well. Paqueta on penalties on the score sheet recently. Kudus missed a very good chance at the weekend, but again, I think it will be Bowen if I go for a West Ham attacker. I've owned him a few times this season, so quite happy to go back there. Aston Villa midfielders as well, Leon Bailey and Douglas Luiz. Both good options for this weekend, whether you're free hitting or not. Bailey, to me, feels like a more exciting 1 week punt, maybe with more upside, but Luiz has been so, so consistent. And despite people being frustrated with his returns, every time I watch him or watch Villa games or highlights, he passes the eye test as well. He pops up in very good positions, and that was the case again at the weekend. So I could end up going Luiz over Bailey if I go for a Villa midfielder. I might end up getting a West Ham midfielder and a Villa midfielder and just get 11 players out, take the -8 and enjoy the weekend's action. Elsewhere, Gibbs White is on the watch list, but I don't love him as a pick because he just hasn't done enough FPL-wise this season, and I find it hard to trust Nottingham Forest, especially when it's an away fixture. Elanga I like as well. Even though he was benched in the last game, I think I like Elanga more as a 1 week punt than Gibbs White, but they're both fine. And then you've got the forwards. I've only got 2 forwards on the watch list, Ivan Toney and Muniz at Fulham. I think both are good picks for this game week, but it's got to be Ivan Toney for the Burnley fixture. So skipping ahead, I'm fast forwarding here when I shouldn't be, but transfers, you know, main targets for me are Ivan Toney, probably Jared Bowen. I'll give some of the other West Ham guys some thought as well. And Bailey or Luiz is probably a big question. And Villa play Thursday night, so I'll be keeping a close eye on that one. A few stats now from Game Week 28 from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. Defenders first of all, Tyrick Mitchell at Palace, 4 chances created, passed the eye test as well. So I really like what I'm seeing from the Palace wingbacks under the new manager. So Mitchell and Munoz, 2 players to consider in the near future. Of course, they don't play this week. Elsewhere, Ben White And Cresswell had three chances created. Ben White doesn't have a fixture, but Cresswell, one to keep an eye on. The West Ham play Thursday night as well, so keep an eye on that. If Emerson is still out for the weekend, I like Cresswell as a free hit pick on some set pieces. And when it's very hard to call clean sheets in the upcoming weekend, someone like a Cresswell could be a nice differential. Midfielder stats, Iwobi at Fulham, 7 chances created, big numbers. Again, kind of a wild card pick for free hitters this week. You could go differential with an Iwobi, which is not crazy. Elsewhere, Eze and Gibbs-White both created 4 chances. So although I don't love the Gibbs-White free hit pick, his underlying numbers were decent in the most recent game week. And Eze, you know, is when I wildcard, Eze is certainly going to be a player who's going to be high in my thoughts. Need to have a look at what the Crystal Palace fixtures look like. As well as having 4 chances created, Eze had 6 goal attempts. Bruno Fernandes had 5 goal attempts. Well done to anyone who had him in the most recent game week. And Havertz, a player we need to take more seriously, 4 goal attempts, 3 shots in the box. So again, one to look at when the wildcard is played. Forwards, Erling Haaland and Solanke both created 3 chances. I noted that down before the second Bournemouth fixture, so that was in the first game for Solanke. Ivan Toney created 2 chances, and I like that about Toney. It's not just goal potential, there's always assist potential there as well. I know he drops deep a lot, but he's a very good footballer, and I'm after assists as well as goals when it comes to Ivan Toney. Mimiz again popped up in the numbers, 7 goal attempts, 6 shots in the box. That's not the first time this has happened. So again, Mimiz is a nice differential for free hitters. If you don't think Tottenham keep a clean sheet, why not get Mimiz, who's the most likely Fulham goal scorer? And for myself, when I think ahead to a wild card in 30 or 31, if I end up with 5 midfielders, Mimiz would almost definitely be the 8th attacker as a third forward for the bench. And finally, Mateta at Crystal Palace, 3 big chances, so should have had even more than his 1 goal. So Palace guys are popping up in the numbers under the new gaffer. A very quick Patreon plug before I get into the questions. If you want to support me as a full-time FPL content creator, visit patreon.com/FPL general, where you'll get lots of extra content in the form of podcasts, Q&As, live streams, and more. Questions this week. First one comes in from FPL Radiator. I've finally switched him off now that we're into the March period. How many players constitutes as enough for blank game 29? Currently have 5, and I'm willing to take a -4 or -8 to get to 7 or 8. Is this too much? And should I just free hit? So the most common question you get this time of year is, how many players do I need for a blank game week? And it's always not about how many, it's who you have. You can have, there's no point having 9 or 10 rubbish picks who are from terrible teams and don't have good fixtures. It's more important to have 6 or 7 key assets, have a good captain, and a couple of hits is absolutely fine. Team dependent, of course, but I'm very comfortable taking a -4. I'm probably going to take a -8, which will give me 11 players, and obviously 11 sounds great, but I mean, I've got Pau Torres, don't expect a clean sheet. I've got, who's my goalkeeper, Areola, don't really expect a clean sheet there either. So it's about who you have, but you know, your Ivan Tonys, your Tottenham midfielders, your Ollie Watkins, maybe a Porro or a Doughty. If you've got the key guys, even if you do only have 7 or 8, then you're probably going to be fine. So I'm very much in the camp of, if you can take a hit or two and have a decent 7, 8, 9, then I prefer keeping the free hit for later. Question from FPL Shoreham. FPL Shoreham is on a free hit. Would you give much thought to covering any of the players that many non-free hit managers will have, like Reguilon if he's fit and Douglas Luiz, or would you steer away from them and play the free hit more aggressively? If I was free hitting this week, I would not be worrying about anyone else. I would just focus on your 11, do what you want to do, play it your way, whether you want to play safe, maybe that might be impacted by how your season's going or how your mini league's looking, or if you want to have fun with it, given that it is just a 1 week fling with these players, then you can play aggressively. So it's completely, probably comes down to what your risk appetite is and how your season is going. and probably how much you care about this game, because if you don't care as much as some of us do, then of course you should be having more fun with it. Arguably, we should all be having a bit more fun with this game in the current landscape. So yeah, don't worry about what other players have. Regulon fitness seems a bit dodgy, so probably can't go there unless there's a very positive update on Friday from Thomas Frank. That presser might actually even be on Thursday, so keep an eye out for that one. And Douglas Luiz, in his own right, is a great pick. You know, if you think he's a good pick and he scores or gets assists, pick him. Don't pick him just because he'll be in a few other teams. Question from FPL Brooklyn. Besides Ivan Toney, who are the must-haves for those of us not on free hit this week? Already have Son, Madison, Watkins, Doughty, plus Morris, Areola and Kabore for 9 players without a hit. Debating a -4 for Bowen or Douglas Luiz. And if it's worth a -8 to get a Spurs defender. So yeah, I think you have most of the key guys there who I just read out. -4 for a Bowen or Douglas Luiz is absolutely fine. You know, you can go either way on that one. I don't think it's clear cut. And would I take another hit to get a Spurs defender? I'm not sure on that one. Again, like many, I don't really see clean sheets in this game week. I wouldn't be surprised if there's zero. So if I think there's a chance of zero clean sheets, and if I fancy Fulham to score against Tottenham, I don't really think I would be taking a -8. If I didn't already have 3 defenders this week, I'd probably just be playing with 2 and avoiding a -4 for like a Poro or an Udogie. I've got Poro and I'm happy to own him and I'm hopeful that he'll do well, but he's not the asset he was at the start of the season. And again, you know, Tottenham don't keep too many clean sheets. The Van de Ven injury certainly does not help that because he's very, very good. So yeah, I'm not too keen on hits for defenders this week. I don't think there's any must-have defender when you look at the fixtures. Free transfers, of course, absolutely fine. Question from Ollie. Ollie has 5 players for Gaming 29, always intended to free hit, but now getting cold feet. Would a -4 to get the 7 be worth it? Already have Areola, Doughty, Charlie Taylor, Son and Watkins. Would buying Toney and Bowen be enough to get me through this game week? I think the fact that the plan was always to free hit Ollie, you should probably stick to it. And also throw in the fact that Charlie Taylor is one of your players. He's not great. Again, I'm not expecting much from Areola, so you could go for a different goalkeeper. But again, which goalkeeper do you go for? You probably just throw a dart at the goalkeepers this week and hope you get lucky with a penalty save or something. So yeah, when you only have 5 and one of them's Charlie Taylor, and if you're planning the free hit, I would stick to the plan. Next question from Daniel Ohana James. I have 7 players for the blank. The big players missing are Toney, Madison and Bowen. Only have 1 free transfer. Would you take 1 or 2 hits to bring them in? Took my first -4 of the season last week. What order would you prioritise getting them in? So, again, goes back to my earlier answers. Hits are fine this week, I think, if you're not free hitting and you don't have 11 players. The bigger question is, what would be the priority between Toney, Madison and Bowen? I'm going to put Ivan Toney number 1 because I'm a fixtures manager and he plays Burnley. He also is a penalty taker when the other 2 are not. So Ivan Toney number 1. Between Madison and Bowen, I just think off the back of that Tottenham performance against Aston Villa, I would probably put Madison 2nd, but it's very, very close between himself and Jarrod Bowen, because Jarrod Bowen, we know, has braces and hat-trick potential. But I'm back in Madison. He said it himself that he's feeling back to his, almost back to his best in his post-match interview, so I'm expecting more from him against Fulham. So Toney 1, Madison 2, Bowen 3, but hey, get all of them if you want them. Question from FPL Harry B. Harry's dead-ending, which means he's just making transfers up until 29 and then wildcarding soon afterwards. Need 1 to complete a squad of 11 for a 4-3-3 formation. Have Son and Bowen. Would you do Foden to Madison? Would you do Foden to Madison, Bailey or Douglas Luiz? Again, gut instinct, Tottenham attackers I like this week against Fulham, so I'm going to say Madison here again, but Bailey and Louise are also very good options. Question from Hamden Hopeful. Is there any value in Bassey on a free hit? I was kind of surprised to see this question coming in. You don't want a Fulham defender because Tottenham have scored in, is it 39 consecutive Premier League matches? So, you know, the numbers say there will not be a clean sheet for Fulham. So Bassey doesn't have a huge amount of goal threat either. Fulham goalkeeper is probably fine if you're going after saves this week, but I wouldn't be going for a Bassey because chances are you've got a couple of Tottenham attackers, or at least one. Question from X Timer. What about Tony in for Solanke for a -4 and then wildcard in 31? Yeah, that's fine. Solanke to Tony is going to be my first transfer this week, so in my mind that's my free transfer, but it's going to be part of a -4 or a -8, so you know, you could argue I am taking a hit to make that move. So absolutely fine to get Tony in for Solanke for a -4. Question from Striker9. Is a -4 for Areola worth it? Currently have 8 starting players now with free transfer already done. So I think what this question means is, should Areola come in for a -4 this week? I guess the thinking there is he's going to be highly owned by people like myself who are not free hitting. Some free hitters might go for him, but I think most won't. And again, there's probably the fear among free hit managers this week, or one of the fears is Areola scores well and your goalkeeper doesn't. So I can understand it maybe as a kind of a safe insurance play by getting Areola, but I don't think I'd do it for a -4. If I didn't have a goalkeeper this week, if I don't think there's going to be clean sheets, I'm certainly not expecting one from Areola, I would just take a 0 on the goalkeeper, because if you take a -4 and Areola gets a 2-pointer, you're 2 points down. I think my maths is right there anyway. But yeah, I would just take a 0 on the goalkeeper. I've done that before. And if there's no, you know, standout fixture for a clean sheet, you know, some managers are hopeful of a Brentford clean sheet against Burnley, but even there, I'm not overly keen. So yeah, I'd probably just take a 0 and just keep Areola. Question from Shane FPL. For us non-free hitters, are there any defenders you believe are worth a hit this week? Shane's considering Udogie, but already own Porro. So much like Areola, I don't really like the hits for the defenders. I think hits are fine for forwards and midfielders this week because I'm expecting goals, but there's no standout defender. I've got Porro, I've got Doughty. They're probably two of the better options this week, but would I be taking a hit to get them if I didn't own them? I don't think so, because I think there's every chance both players get 2 points. So again, I'm out on the hits for goalkeepers and defenders. Question from Eric. If you're on a free hit, why not go rogue? The chip is meant to chase maximum upside, in my opinion. Would go for 2 forwards from Brentford, no Jared Bowen, no Alfie Doughty, and no Ollie Watkins. So again, goes back to the earlier question, what's your risk appetite? What do you believe the chip is used for? Do you believe the chip is something to get you through a difficult week and just maintain ground? Or as Eric says, is it for chasing maximum upside and going for it? For example, Tony and Wissa, and then avoiding some of the more highly owned picks. So again, I will just leave that up to you, because different managers will play it in different ways. If it was me, you know, I'm having a decent season. It's not spectacular, but I do want to stay where I am and improve. So I'd probably be playing it pretty safe. But again, if my rank was a lot worse, or if I, you know, couldn't win my mini league or was miles behind, then I would be doing something different and just, you know, have fun with FPL for one weekend. And I say have fun with FPL for one weekend. We always say the game should be more fun, but very often the fun picks get 2 points. And then you have to look at them for 2 weeks during the international break. So again, leave that one up to free hitters. Question from Chris Woods. What is the upside to not playing the free hit in 29? I think the main one is we're hoping to get more from the free hit later than I feel like I'll get now. I've taken hits for, I think, 4 game weeks in a row. Going to take more hits this week. So I'm taking, you know, I am taking hits. But I'm well set up for 29, and I'm hopeful of a green arrow, even after a -4 or a -8. And I'm just hoping for a big finish to the season. We don't know exactly yet what 34 and 37 are going to look like. So I like the idea of having the free hit up the sleeve to use in one of those game weeks. So yeah, it was just a decision I made a few weeks ago that I didn't really like the look of this blank game week. It's, you know, difficult matchups, not too many clean sheets. I don't see a huge upside to playing it. But again, that decision was made 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I'm just hoping that I can do okay this week with a couple of hits and then put myself in a strong position for the final few weeks of the season. There's no right answer here. It could work out that the managers who took a different approach to me and, you know, haven't been taking hits the last few weeks and do really well on the free hit in 29, they could come out on top. So we don't know until everything is over, until we reflect. But just do what feels right to you and do what feels right for your squad. Question from Rishi Patel. I have good player value in the likes of Gabriel, Foden, Saka, Erling Haaland and Cole Palmer. And I know I will want to bring them back on a wildcard. Should player value affect our thought process for free hit 29 when bringing in players? Hence, I am reluctant to sell any of the above. So I think what Rishi is saying here is that he's going to free hit in 29 and he's worried about team value. But if you're free hitting in 29, it doesn't really matter too much, because if you free hit in 29, you're getting all those players back anyway, and you're not going to lose the value. It's more for people like myself who are not free hitting. If I sell, you know, Saka or Foden this week, for example, or I sold Haaland last week, I'm going to have to pay more to get them back on my wildcard in 30 or 31. So that's what we need to be careful about. And my approach has always been, I just don't worry too much about it, and I'm happy just to build a squad with whatever budget I have available. And if it means this week losing a bit of value on a Saka or a Foden, if I sell one of them to get, you know, a Bowen or a Bailey or a Louise or something like that, I'm more interested in getting 10 points from a Bowen or a Bailey or a Louise. I need to keep saying Louise to keep them in my mind, because I'm leaning towards Bailey, I think. But I'm more interested in getting 10 points, hopefully, than having less budget to build a squad in 30 or 31. There's always a solution. There's always other options. When it comes to wildcarding, yes, I'll probably have less money to spend on other players, but it might be a case of, very often it's a case of one compromise in your team. You know, maybe going for a 5 million defender from a team instead of a 6 million defender from the same team. So little things like that. Other managers are different. They want to have as many pennies as possible to build a squad, and they feel like they can get an edge that way. And you probably can, given that we're going to want a lot of expensive players very soon, and I might need to make a compromise, whereas some others won't. But that's just the way I play the game. I don't lose any sleep on it, and you know, I certainly don't look at FPL price change websites at this stage of the season. Question from Brian Lenzo. Having my worst season since I started playing 12 years ago, I'm stuck at 2 million overall rank. What kind of moves are left to make big gains? And are big gains even possible in the game this year? That's the problem in FPL nowadays. If you get to game week 29, game week 30, and you are chasing, it's extremely difficult to make up ground, because every team's the same, or at least very similar, and people will follow, you know, a couple of similar strategies in terms of chips and wildcards as well. So to be honest, Brian, if you're 2 million at this stage, what I would be doing is looking forward to next season. And I know that sounds a bit harsh, but I would find a way to enjoy the rest of this season as much as you can, and don't worry about where you finish. Whether you finish 1 million or 3 million, if you're 2 million now, I mean, if you're 2 million now, realistically, you're not going to finish extremely high in the rankings. Maybe you can set some smaller targets. Maybe you're in a couple of mini leagues where you've got people you can, you know, catch between now and the end of the season. But yeah. You know, I think I've managed to find a way over the last few weeks to kind of detach myself a bit from my rank. I was, as usual, fell into the trap this season of taking it too seriously and worrying about it every weekend. But something just clicked within me in the last couple of weeks where I haven't been caring as much. I think more of us need to do that. So if you can find a way to do that and just enjoy the rest of the season, and, you know, maybe go differential, you know, in 29 and stuff like that, and maybe play different chip strategies to others, and yeah, just enjoy it. And the beauty of FPL is we're all ranked overall one in August, and we start again, and we're filled with hope and optimism that we'll have a much better season. So write the season off is probably the best thing to do at 2 million. Enjoy the rest of this one, and, you know, come back stronger next year. So hopefully, Brian, you're not switching off the episode at this point, but apologies if you are. Moving on to captaincy for game week 29. I think Heung-Min Son's 17-pointer has catapulted him to the top of the captaincy candidates this week away to Fulham. Heung-Min Son will, I think, almost definitely be my captain. But I do think there is good options elsewhere. I like Watkins away to West Ham. I like Ivan Toney a lot away to Burnley, because I think it's probably the best fixture for attackers. And Jarrod Bowen, if I bring him in, I don't mind that either, at home to Aston Villa. But I think I'll be on Son captain, as the majority will be, but I will give some thought, I think, to Toney in particular. I think I'll put Toney second behind Son for the captaincy, but I'm pretty sure I'll stick with the Tottenham man. I captained him 2 weeks ago, did well again last week, so I think I'll stick with it. My bus team for 29, before any transfers are made, I've got 8 players Areola, Doughty, Pau Torres, Pedro Porro, Son, Madison, Watkins, and Morris. Now, this is a good example. I've got 8 players. 8 sounds great, but I don't expect a clean sheet from Areola. I don't expect huge amounts from Pau Torres or Alfie Doughty either. And again, Carlton Morris was very disappointing in the double game week. So the numbers are good, but I think I can improve it in terms of quality with transfers. So there's one free transfer available, which Solanke to Tony is a very easy move. I've got 9.4 million in the bank because I sold Erling Haaland last game week. So everything is on the table because there's no expensive midfielders needed this week because the big teams don't feature. So I think what I'm leaning towards is Bowen and Leon Bailey, -8. But I am going to give Douglas Luiz more thoughts. I'll have a look at the other West Ham midfielders as well. But I think given the fact that I've had Jared Bowen for a good chunk of the season and I missed his hat-trick, I'd like to go back there. But on the flip side, you know, part of my thought process is I do have Pau Torres, and do I want to bring in an attacker to face up against Pau, or do I, you know, try and get a Villa clean sheet and maybe go elsewhere with that midfield pick? So maybe an Alanga or something, you know, punty like an Iwobi or something like that. But again, most likely I'll just keep it simple. I'll get Tony in, I'll get Jared Bowen, and I'm pretty sure I'm just going to take a -8. Just get 11 players. Why not? So Bailey versus Louise, I think, will be the conversation I'm having with myself. And then I'll need to decide whether it's Saka or Foden who goes. And of course, I'll have a wee look at, you know, what value is tied up and which one makes most sense to sell. If there's a chance I wait until 31 wildcard, who do I want more in 30? Is it Saka or Foden? Yeah, just on the wildcard as well, I think I'm very likely to wildcard during the break. I know a lot of people are talking about 31. Makes a lot of sense. You know, a couple of fixture swings. You know, like Villa and Tottenham have good games in 30. Arsenal play City in 30. So waiting until 31 makes sense for a lot of reasons. But the more I look at it, and for my team in particular, I like 30 as well because I don't have any Liverpool players there at home to Brighton. I don't have Cole Palmer. He's home to Burnley. I think Isak looks good at home to West Ham in 30. And again, I like having 2 weeks to build a wild card rather than between 30 and 31. There's only going to be 2 or 3 days because there's a midweek round of fixtures. So there's a good chance I will activate my wild card this weekend ahead of game week 30. If nothing else, just to give me something to do during the international break. Just to finish up, a free hit draft. If I was playing it this week, and bear in mind, you know, my season is going okay, so I wouldn't be going off the wall with the picks. But just throwing in a couple of different things here, just food for thought, because there's obviously a very strong template this week. So the definite picks I would have are Doughty, Porro, because of attacking potential. Son and Madison, good fixture, good team. Ivan Toney, good player, good fixture, good team. Ollie Watkins. So that's 1, 2, that's 6 must-haves, I think. And then it's a matter of filling in the gap. So Bowen and Bailey make up the midfield in this one because they're 2 players I'm thinking about bringing in. I'm going to avoid Brentford on this free hit draft and hope Burnley score. I just like that as a strategy to go against the managers who double up on Brentford defenders. So I'm going to throw Fofana in here from the Burnley attack. And Cresswell I like if Emerson is still out. So Cresswell, Doughty, Porro. And then goalkeeper, I just think you go differential. I just think you go for a low on goalkeeper and you try and spike loads of saves or a penalty save. Obviously impossible to predict that, but if you're going Fofana, you don't go Flecken. If you've got Son and Madison, you probably don't go Leno. And trying to look, so I don't have Morris in this draft, so maybe you could go for the Nottingham Forest goalkeeper Sells. You could even go Kaminski. So I honestly don't think the goalkeeper position matters because it feels like 8 players in a lottery this week. 1 or 2 of them probably will get 10 pointers, but we don't know who they're going to be. So throw them in, whoever they are. Maybe throw in a goalkeeper who you don't have, an attacker from the opposite team. That makes sense. And that's the idea there. So a differential goalkeeper, Cresswell, Doughty, Porro, Son Madison, Bowen Bailey, Tony, Watkins, Fofana. That sounds like not just a core FPL spine, but also a couple of fun picks thrown in there as well. I'll leave it there, folks. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Best of luck for Game Week 29 and enjoy the international break. There probably won't be a podcast for a wee while, but there will be a General's Orders video on the Scout YouTube channel on Monday with Joe, because whether I wildcard or not this weekend, and there's a good chance I do wildcard, so tune in on Monday if the wildcard is active. If it is active, I'll tweet about it so you can tune in. You might want to just switch off for 2 weeks before the final chunk of the season. If you're not interested in the Patreon stuff, you can simply buy me a coffee instead at buymeacoffee.com/FPL General. Anyone who does so gets a Discord invite, my FPL Discord server. That is it for this week's episode. Have a good one, folks. I hope your arrow is green. Good luck to those of you free hitting. I hope I score more than you, and I'll talk to you all very soon. Sports Social Podcast Network.